Greetings. Today I'm heading home after a great weekend in Wichita, Kansas. God was present with us on Saturday at a men's gathering from Christ Life and Eagle's Nest Churches. I was very encouraged as God touched the hearts of these men. Yesterday we had a wonderful time at Christ Life in the presence of Holy Spirit and the ministry of God's Word. It was good to be with close friends. The cry of every human heart is for God. The basic need of all of humanity is a need for God in their lives. The problem is the eyes of the understanding of the world have been darkened, and they cannot see this truth. God has initiated a major assault of life upon the nations. Just as true as the devil has propagated his degenerate plans of death for all men, God has released an overflowing scourge of life to the nations. God has put the key to finding him within the heart of all humanity. The desire of the nations is life, and God is life. Psalms 84:1. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. We see in the scripture that the psalmist understood that the cry of his soul and his flesh was for the living God. I don't believe that this cry is something that has to be planted in the hearts of men. I believe that the souls and flesh of men are all crying out for the living God. God put the cry within them. They are looking for life. They are simply confused as to what that desire within them is all about. The psalmist is simply stating that he had found the answer to the desire that had been locked up within his very being. The secret to finding the answer to the cry of the human heart is only found when one finds himself or herself in the place where the answer to that cry is found. We can be asking the right questions, but if we are not living in the place of right answers, we may never find the answer to our questions asked. Death can be found within the deserted valleys of loneliness, but life is only found in life's nest. Psalms 84, verses 3 and 4. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you, Selah. The fulfillment of the sparrow's destiny is found in the place of the sparrow's dwelling. Her destiny to be fruitful and multiply is found within the environment of her nest. When birds build their nests, it is only natural for them to lay their eggs and hatch their young. They don't have to attend bird schools concerning proper habitation of birds. It is in them to know what to do when they find the place of their nesting. When birds find their proper environment, they naturally fulfill their destiny as birds. There is a place where man can find the fulfillment of his destiny as well. It is within the nest known as the abiding presence of God. The altar of the Lord of hosts is the place God intended man to dwell. It is in that place of dwelling, in the abiding presence of God, that the destiny of mankind will be fulfilled. The altar of the Lord is an open heart before him. The place of his dwelling is the heart that has asked for and received his presence within them. This scripture refers to the place of God's dwelling in the plural context. It is a place of his altars. This tells me that the place of fulfilling our destiny in him is connected to our relationship with others in his house. His body is one body, but has many members. His house is made of many rooms, but is one house. I must find my relationship with him and his family in order to fulfill my destiny. It is only in that context that I can lay hold of that for which he has laid hold of me. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.